Hey, everybody. Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome, welcome, welcome into the V-Spot. I am so excited. You guys see that? That red light is on, and it means that we are live. It has been so long since I've been in the presence of you guys, but I just want to say cheers. We have some things to talk about. We have some stuff going on. I am finished everything that I was doing for the past couple of weeks that stopped me from being able to come in. Do me a favor. Go ahead and share this love. Share this live. And just know that I'm so happy to be here with you guys. So it is your one and only Vitender Vow. And I'm so glad that you guys are here. Come on in. Come on in. Do not put your feet on my furniture. We're going to have a great time. And get ready for the experience, y'all, because this starts like now.
And now, a word from our proud sponsors. Cosmos Radio Network of the UK, proud sponsors for the Tri-City Finest, King of the Oldies, Ali Hackett, and the Princess Lovely. The international radio station that playing music that's out of this world. It's the V-Spot. Yes, honey, the V-Spot. Welcome to the V-Spot.
Hey, family. Oh, my goodness. I am so excited to be here with you guys. Like, uber excited to be here with you guys. It has been a minute. So much has gone on since the last time that we conversed. But I'm so glad that you guys are still here, still checking in, still letting me know that you guys are doing good. Go ahead and share this love, share this live. Let's get the specifics out of the way. We are streaming right now on all of our YouTube channels. So no matter which YouTube channel you are listening in on, make sure you guys just say hello. Drop those snippets. Let me know that you are here. If you are coming in under social media, then you are here under our three favoritest entities, right? You guys are on the know. That is the KNOW. BS Do Show. You guys are also twinkling in under the sister chat. Now, for my sisters and my brothers that is inside of the sister chat, please allow StreamYard the option to display your name. And to all of my vibe tenders inside of the V-Spot, cheers, y'all. Listen, I am so excited to be here. Like, uber excited to be here. You guys have no idea. Also know that right after this, once this is over, you guys can go ahead and go to our podcast. We are on all major streaming podcast apps. So whatever one is your favorite one, we are there and we are streaming. And this will be also downloaded to our.com. So make sure you guys go ahead and check that out as well. Uncut and unmute. TKBSDSProductions.com. TKBSDSProductions.com. So while I'm here, and while I'm sharing the love, and while I'm sharing the live as well, the same way that you guys are doing so, do me a favor, y'all. Please, 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 please go ahead and share this. All right, go ahead and share this because it's been a while since I have been here and we got some things to talk about. So really quick, happy birthday. I think I want to go ahead and say happy birthday to all of my friends to get this birthday out of the way. So if today is your birthday, go ahead and drop it down inside of the chat. We're going to wish you guys a very, very, very happy birthday. I hope you guys have a wonderful time. But on my page with my friends, I know there's a lot of people. So let me go ahead and pull that up so you guys can know who birthday it is today. Miss Danae Carter, happy birthday. Rod Robinson, happy birthday. Ashnika Paris, hi neighbor. Happy, happy, happy birthday, beautiful. And Ruby Jackson, happy birthday to you guys. I hope you have an amazing, amazing Friday. Cheers. Don't do anything that I would do. So go ahead out, have a grand time, and just live it up. So y'all, let's go ahead and let's get into it. Because there is so much to talk about. You guys know that you can stream all of the music that we are playing. If you are an iTunes user, just go ahead and drop it in underneath the V-Spot. And all of our tunes will be played on there, okay? So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to get into my first tune because we got so much to talk about. I'm going to try my best not to talk fast because y'all know when I get excited, I start talking fast. And then don't nobody know what it is I'm talking about. And you're like, wow, wow, wow. And then I got to be like, okay. So if I'm talking too fast for you guys, be sure to let me know. But I'm so excited to be here. I want to talk about my favorite show, y'all, because my favorite show is back on Netflix, and I am so here for it. So here it is, y'all. If you think you're lonely now, let's go ahead and get into that. Welcome into the V-Spot, y'all. Cheers. Go ahead and talk about it. All right, y'all. So let's go ahead and let's get into it. I thought that that was so fitting for what it is that I'm getting ready to speak about. Lord. So y'all know I always got to check in, make sure you guys can hear me. So give me 1 second. Let me just make sure that the music is good, just in case I have to go ahead and turn it up. So let's see. I know that my volume is good. All right, so let's keep it going. You guys can hear me. Awesome. So my favorite show, or at least one of my favorite shows on Netflix, of course, guys, this is a Netflix find. If you are a Netflixer like me, is Love is Blind, right? So it's a Love is Blind. So you guys know Love is Blind is where you're put in these pods. You are forced to actually get to know the person, right? Like, honestly, get to know them. Get to know them for who they are, their likes, their dislikes, and possibly fall in love. You then have to live with this person, right? And whatever goes on, goes on. And you decide whether or not you want to marry this person, right? At the end of it. So we all know that the first Love is Blind was absolutely amazing. I love them. Lauren and I'll get her husband's name because I'm not in the habit of messing up nobody's name. Cameron, if I'm not mistaken, that is his name. Wonderful couple. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful couple. I say, yes, honey. I am so here for this. They are going to make it. And they did. They made it, right? But now there is another group of people that's on there. And if you don't know, Netflix has this new thing that is going on where they pit, and not the entire season, so you can't binge the entire thing. So now they're breaking them up into weeks, which I really don't like because I am a binger. Let me binge that thing and then let me keep wanting more, right? But today, this morning, yes, at 6:30, I was watching the wedding ceremony for the ones who chose to get married or who chose to continue to go on. So out of my favoriteest couple is Ayana and Jared. And I'm so happy that Ayana and Jared decided to get married. Now, the reunion is next week. So I don't know what's going to happen if they're still together, because I think that the experience is probably a year behind. So we don't get it as it happens. So it's probably about a year behind. But I really hope that they stay together. Ayana, I love her. She is just so tiny and so, just like the cutest ever, with her little quirky laugh. And the girl can wear her hair anyway, okay? When I say that she can wear her hair anyway, she can wear it anyway. If you follow her, make sure you guys follow her on Instagram, or even just go to Love is Blind and just follow it. The girl is bad. And so is Jared. I just hope that they stay together. Right now, there's a lot of couples that did not stay together. There was a lot of couples that got to the altar and did not stay together. They was like, nope, this ain't it. This ain't going to work. This is not what I'm going to do. And decided not to stay together. So my question to the audience in Facebook land, my question to the audience in the V-Spot, my question to the audience also who's listening in on the podcast, and please feel free to chime in and let me know how you feel and how you think about that. Can you do something like that? Can you honestly, without ever seeing the person, find out about this person, get to know this person, start to love them genuinely for who they are? Or is the whole name of the game now tied up in appearances? Now, I'm not saying that what you look like don't matter. Please, that's not what I'm saying. What I am saying, however, is that there's a lot of other things that we need to take into play when we are looking to be with someone, or when we are looking to have a relationship with someone, emotional, financial, family life, you know, those things that we tend to forget about because we see this figure and we see this good looking man and we see this good looking female, and we just like, You go ahead and send this drink on over and find out what's going on. Can you honestly do that? I want to know if you guys can honestly do that. There may be something that's coming down the line to where, you know, I'll put something together to see if you guys can actually do that, a complete Lovers Blind Philadelphia edition. Yeah, I think that would be so cool. So for me, I know that I can do that, right? I know that I can definitely do that. And I'm talking way back to, I might be telling my age, party line days. Do you guys remember the party line where you got on there and you just heard their voice and you guys were having conversations and then you connected, sorry guys. And then you connected with one another. I do apologize for that. And then you guys connected with one another, and in the midst of connecting with one another, you had to push that button so you guys can talk to each other. Remember that? Do you guys remember that? I remember that. So there is plenty of people that I've met and plenty of people that I have established a great relationship with just off of the conversation that we had with each other, just based off of that alone. You know, it was like, oh, this person is really cool, and I'm really vibing with this person. And one of my first loves, believe it or not, because we have more than one first love, right? One of my first loves came from a whole party line type of experience. I was about 14. I was a freshman in Dobbins. Hey, go Dobbins. So I was a freshman in Dobbins, and the party line was like really, really, really big back then. We would get on there, and I'm trying to think of the number. I don't even remember the number. And the guys were on one side, and the girls were on the other side, and you got to talk to each other and get to know each other. So I was talking to this person probably for about 7-8 months before we decided to meet each other. Yes, I'm talking way, way back then. I'm not going to tell my age, but way, 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 way back then, right? So the only thing that I could contribute or associate with this person was their voice. They were an excellent singer. And whenever we got on the line, they would sing to me, right? Beautiful song. Beautiful, beautiful song. And we met each other. We finally met each other and was dating for probably about, I don't even think it was a whole year that we were dating. Just certain circumstances with family and things like that, that kind of took away from us being able to continue on with us speaking with each other. But it happened. Love was blind and we found each other. Yeah, I know you might say, well, you guys were younger, you know, 13 years old, 14 years old, 15 years old, but it can still happen. You can honestly still find that connection and find that love without seeing the person. So I'm a big believer that love is blind. And as much as I love love, and if y'all know me, y'all know how much I love love, y'all know that this can definitely happen. So do me a favor, comment below, okay? Or you can inbox me, or you can do any of that nature to where, you know, you get set up with somebody and you guys cannot exchange pictures. You guys cannot exchange social media information. We're going to do a little experiment to see, because we both know, we all know that love is blind and that you can find love, right? So guys, let me go ahead and let me put this inside of the album, so therefore you guys can have it for when you go and check into the V-Spot. It will be there for you guys. So moving right along, now that that is out of the way and we're talking about love, there was a guy, his wife was a homemaker. She stayed home with the kids and he worked. Well, he purchased a scratch-off for her. Right? He purchased the scratch off for her. And I don't think that she's a gold digger. I'm trying to change that, y'all. Don't let that go. So he purchased this ticket for her, this scratch off for her. It was part of like a Valentine's Day present. And they got, you know, he got the package and things like that. And she scratched off and won $10 million. Literally did the scratch off and won $10 million because of this, right? So she went and she cashed it in. She opted in to receive the $6 million, the easy payout, the quick payout, as opposed to getting it over a series of years. So here's my question. Here's another question. If you hit the lottery or you hit a scratch off or anything like that, would you opt into receiving the money? Because for taking 40% of that in taxes is beyond crazy for an original cash out. Would you be so open to saying, okay, let me go ahead and let me just take all of the money at one time? Or are you more inclined to say, I'll wait and I will take this over a certain amount of years. I will take this over, you know, whatever the time span is. That way my children will be able to have money when myself and my husband is gone, if we don't exceed the time from the time that the ticket expires. Which one would you do? Me personally, y'all ready for what I would do? Cheers. I would opt into the longevity part of it. And I was having a conversation with someone at my job, and they was like, well, you know, the lottery is not going to always be around. And you guys, the money is not going to always be there. And even though they owe you, you know, this money, there is no guarantee that you're going to get it and things like that. Now, while that can be true, there's also the notion in the back of my head that I would want to set it up something great for my children. Now, not saying that the husband and the wife was not well off, they was not well taken care of, or that they could not handle it and be able to, you know, supply and demand and have the money to take care of their children. For me, I just don't think that I would have done that. I would have waited. I would have let that money stack, let that money pile up, and then the children would have been fine. So with that being said, I also need you guys to go ahead and tell me what you think about that. What do you think? Would you save the moolah, or would you just be like, cash me out? Cash me out. Let me know, y'all. So listen, we're going to go ahead and we are going to play another tune, and then we're going to pay a bill. Right, we're going to pay a bill, but really quick, let me see what else is in this bunch that I can play for you guys before we go ahead and before we pay a bill. All right, so next up, guys, we are going to do I love Brandy so much. We're going to come back to Brandy. Let's go ahead and let's play the lazy song, and I have something that comes up for that. So guys, here it is, the lazy song, because today was Friday and I promise you I didn't feel like doing anything. Here you go, guys. Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just want to lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone, so leave a message at the tone. I just wanna lay in my bed.
really not sex. And she's gonna scream out, this is great.
Yeah,
I might mess around and get my college degree. I bet my old man will be so proud of me. I'm sorry, Pop, you'll just have to wait. Oh, yes, I said it. I said it cause I can't. Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone to leave a message at the phone. Cause today I swear I'm not doing anything.
And guys, that was the one and only Bruno Mars. I absolutely love Bruno Mars. I love, 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 love Bruno Mars so much. So I am getting things here. People are telling me that the website is freezing. So if it's freezing on your end, I sincerely, sincerely apologize, guys. You can just go ahead. I'll make sure that I hurry and download this onto the podcast so you guys will be able to listen and hopefully it will unjam. And then you guys can continue to come in and jam with me. But in the meantime, in between time, let me go ahead and let me pay this bill. I'll see you guys in a moment.
I feel like busting loose. I said, Shala, come on, y'all say.
How do you cross the Atlantic and Pacific Ocean without a boat? You do it right here with a moment, a jazzy moment with Lovely on Cosmos Radio Network.
And guys, we are back. Please know that here under the TKBSDS Productions umbrella, we have many, 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 many ways that you can stay connected with us, okay? So if you have a product or brand or service, then please do us a favor. And, you know, we have this crazy March Madness thing going on. I don't even know who put that together and just thought that was okay. Going to knock your socks off, okay? If you have a product or service that you would like to get in front of many, please be sure to reach out to us. We would love to be able to assist you for all of those needs. Or if you think that you may have a show topic or idea, you want to start your own podcast, then you can definitely, definitely get in contact with us as well. So now, why did I play the lazy song? Because today is Friday. It was raining, y'all. It was so dreary this morning. The rain on the back of the awnings was just like trickling away. And I was in bed and I said, oh my goodness, I do not feel like getting up. I honestly wanted to lay in my bed. I didn't want to answer any phone calls. You know, I got up and I got into work and I was just like, today is so draggy. What am I going to do? How do you guys handle these slow, dreary, draggy days when you're just like, I can't take this no more. I can't take this no more. I am losing it. I am pulling my hair out. I am losing it. What do you guys do? What do you guys do when that happens? So, let me know. Give me some advice because, y'all, I promise y'all, I'd be so tired. And I just be like, I'm over it. All right, so moving right along, we're going to go ahead and we're going to get into another tune. And then I have some other stuff to talk to you guys about. So let's go ahead and, oh, you know what? It's so crazy because we could do the, well, honestly, we can't do the two straight no chaser because I spoke. But we're going to go ahead and we're going to play another Bruno Mars. And this is going to be the second one for the two straight no chaser. Okay, so here it is, guys. Finesse by the one and only Bruno Mars and Cardi. I love Cardi. All right, y'all. So that was Finesse. And I'm so happy that I played that. I love Bruno Mars and I absolutely love Cardi. That was too straight. Unfortunately, there was a chaser that was inside of that, but that's okay. Let's discuss Finesse, right? So Turbo Tax Maker Intuit faces tens of millions in fees over consumer fraud. Say it ain't so. So apparently, allegedly, right, there is just so much that is going on. This case is still open. And, you know, it says that the company is being investigated, you know, for double fees and for charging twice and things of that nature, you know. I absolutely love TurboTax. I absolutely love Intuit. I absolutely love that saying, you know, they pretty much is saying that TurboTax is taking more fees. They're taking more money than they're supposed to for you using their software. Now, if you are an active user with TurboTax, then, you know that there are some fees associated with what it is that you do, depending on which program or which product you purchase. So, TurboTax, come on and get it right, y'all, because I don't know what's going on, but I absolutely love the fact that love, love, love the fact that we can do our taxes ourselves instead of paying an arm and a leg for when you go out to these big time places to have it done. And with that being said, the IRS has issued over 22 million tax returns. So if you filed your taxes, the tax, I want to say they opened up January the 22nd or January the 24th, and then they started to process. So remember, we talked about it before, and we spoke about if you opted in, out, if you did not opt out, because you can't opt in, but if you did not opt out of the economic payments that they send, you know, to you, the $1,500 over the course of the several months, then, you know, you can see a considerably lower return. But yeah, you still got something. You know, you still got some money, you still got some things. So definitely look into that. Make sure you guys are checking. Make sure you guys have your information correct with the IRS if you're getting direct deposit. Do not deposit into your cousin's account. Do not deposit into your aunt's account. Do not deposit into your grandmom's account. Do not. There's so many free apps. You have the Cash App that has a bank associated with it. You have the Chime card that has a bank associated with it. You have Venmo. You have Square. You have even Credit Karma got in on it, to where if you get a Credit Karma card and opt into you getting your return there, they also gave you some sort of fee. So listen, do not, because with so much that is going on, we all just want our change, right? I mean, I know I do. I want my change. So going on around the world, Kanye. I love Kanye. I absolutely, absolutely love Kanye. If you are a Netflix follower like myself, Kanye West has a documentary on Netflix, which is absolutely awesome. I love how, you know, just watching everything from when he had braids in his hair, living in Newark, New Jersey, trying to make it, you know, everything that he got into and everything that he did to push and stay consistent. I just can't wait to see what else happens. I think that the documentary is absolutely awesome. I love his mama. I love the way she talked to him. I love the way that she fed into him. And that is why he is the way he is now, the king that he calls himself, because of the way that he was brought up and because his mama let him know you are somebody and you are something. So big up to Ye. But you know, Ye has so much going on, y'all. And I want to talk slow, because you know, when I get excited, I start talking fast. So cheers, y'all. So apparently Fox, Miss Fox and Kanye is no longer together. Kanye is now being seen with a Kim Kardashian lookalike. She really looks like her. I mean, I want to get her name. She's a model, y'all. She is a model, and she looks like she can honestly go for her name is, I want to say Chaney or Shaney Jones. She honestly looks like him. So now he's being seen with this young lady. They're out and about. They're out in the open. And, you know, she honestly really does look like she can be part of the Kardashians family. They have been seen with each other. They have been seen out with each other. Now, is this another ploy with, you know, Kanye not being able to get the real thing? Because Kim is allegedly, you know, saying, please get this divorce out of the way. This man has done so much to my name. This man is harassing me. I just want to be single. Like, please, judge, get this on the way and get this out the way, because I'm just over it, right? Kim, I think we've all been there when we had that I'm over this type of feeling. So big up to her for standing tall and standing true, no matter what it is that they are going through, for her saying, you know what, this is just too much. You talked about me, you talked about my mama and them, you talked about my boyfriend and them, you allegedly harassed that man so much that he is completely off of social media. Completely off of social media. So I don't know what's going on, but I do know that she's just tired of that man. She is beyond tired of that man. Beyond tired. And you know, Kanye, this is for you. Here's Case, y'all. Missing you, because he is missing him some Kim K. Here we go, y'all. Welcome into the V-Spot. Cheers. So Kanye is definitely missing his family and missing Kim K. Ugh, y'all, baby has entered the room. Definitely, and doing some very strange things as well. So do us a favor, Kanye, and please get it together before this gets nasty. Because that's what's going to be the ending of it. And we don't want that, right? We don't want it to get nasty. We don't want that, or at least I don't. I'm not into all the drama and all of the things like that, so I don't want it to get nasty. I want him to be able to respect her wishes and to just be like, you know what? If this is what you want, I grant it, and I give it to you. And Kim K, thank you so much for just standing up and just saying, you know, I am not going to take this. I am not going to allow this to happen. I am a mother. I am a sister. I am a daughter. I have to make sure that I keep myself together and that I keep myself in order, right? Because that's what you want to be as healthy as you can be for your children. And I think that she's doing a great job. So cheers. Cheers for that. So let me go ahead and let me play something else. Let me find something else that we can jam to, because we are coming up on the end. Oh, the last song of the night, guys. Definitely. I have been feeling my mom. God bless her. God bless your mom. I miss you so much. I have been feeling my mama, right? So my mom, my Jamaican beauty, always listen to like certain songs and things like that. So whenever I feel her, which is a lot, but you know, whenever I start to feel some type of way, you know, I definitely put on the island music so we can feel a lot better, so I can feel a lot better, so I can be closer to my mama. Right? So we're going to go ahead, guys. We're going to pay this last bill of the night, because when we come back in, we are going to jam for mama. Cheers, mama. We're going to jam for mama, and I'll let you guys know exactly what is going on and exactly what we have going on here at TKBSDS Productions. So guys, I'll see you after the break.
If you want to create a drop, release your new song with a pop? Do you need an exciting intro for your video? Promote your business, products, or shows? Contact us for customized digital video packages. For more details, email us at tkbsds.org@gmail.com.
Y'all, and we are back. Just please know, as we're coming up on the end, that tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, same bat channel, you have the Know, that is the KNOWBS duo show with some of the baddest people around, okay? And I'm not just saying it because I am one of them. Make sure you guys chime in. Make sure you guys stay connected, okay? We are streaming right now on our YouTube channel, so make sure you go in and make sure you say hello. If you guys are on social media, you are coming in under the Know. That is a KNOWBS duo show. You guys are also coming in under the sister chat, as well as the V spot. We love you guys so much, and thank you for joining in. After this, please do us a favor and go to your most favorite streaming podcast app. Type in TKBSDS Productions, and all of our experiences will pop up. We know that it is something there that you'd like. And to my iPhone squad, cheers to my iPhone squad. Make sure you guys go ahead and download the V-Spot. There will be some amazing songs that are popping that you have put inside of the jukebox and allow me to play for you guys. I love you guys so much, and it is absolutely nothing you can do about it. Listen, cheers. The doors of the V-Spot is getting ready to close. Do me a favor. Get your feet off of my furniture and leave the place the way you found it. Until next time, guys, be safe. Mask up. Please. And continue to love on me as I love on you guys. Until next time, I love y'all. And here it is, y'all. Let's rock out for mama, because I know she will be jamming to this. Here it is, y'all. Murder, She Wrote. I love you guys. Good night.
Please continue to practice social distancing. Have a good night.